today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, entitled Out of Sight, Out of Mind, we learn that even if no one else can see you, the feds do. I'm Anissa.
I'm Tavia.
And my name's James.
And this is
What the Hell Mouth.
All right, guys, so like we said, this is What the Hell Mouth. My name is Tavia, and you know what? I just gotta ask, Anissa, James, how were you guys' weeks? How have all of your weeks been?
I gotta start thinking of what to talk about before we asked what our weeks were.
We do this is a staple every week.
I know, and I need to start thinking of what my week's been.
Do your weeks just bleed together?
Yeah.
I think that's depression.
No, it's not. It's just...
James said, no, I am not depressed. I'm high on life.
Or you wanna know what? Nicole was gone for the week, and I finished Car Ranger.
We missed
it's
you,
a Super
Nickelbert.
Sentai series. It's really good.
Take
damn,
it for
so you just said fuck Nicole. I'm gonna watch
you
myself.
Watch TV shows while your partner's gone.
Nicole did not want to finish this. She said Car Ranger is on you.
Damn. Anissa, how was your week?
My week was pretty okay. It started off like good. Friday was like a roller coaster. Like, my day started off pretty neutral, then it got really fucking bad, and then it got really fucking good. And, you know, that's, I think, life. Or just like a Friday.
I dropped my friend.
What about you?
My week was actually, you know, I worked most of it. I had my first consultation since I started taking testosterone.
Ooh-ooh.
They took lots of blood. I've been very dizzy since. I have a consultation for top surgery. I'm very excited.
Yay!
Something else happened. Oh, I've got 14 cavities in a tooth that has to be extracted.
You have 14 in a single tooth?
No, I have 14
cavities
and an additional tooth that has to be extracted because it's just too, like, fucked up.
You gotta get your life together.
And my insurance is gonna run out at 8 cavities. So I have, like, $2,500 that I'll have to pay for out of pocket, or they'll have to take those teeth as well.
Damn, bro.
Gonna have to get those Gucci Mane veneers. This episode is brought to you in part by Gucci Mane.
We wish.
Gucci Mane, if you're listening, please get on our podcast. I know how to take some dick, okay?
Also, Mrs. Mane, like, I
also
would
know
absolutely
how to take
smash.
Some pussy?
And your palette looks so cute.
You
with
have a
little
very
K
cleansed palette.
With the, no, it's an eyeshadow palette she just dropped. Looks adorable. Very into it. Are we going to intro our guests?
Wow, I was getting there.
Well, can I say something real quick? I want to give us titles now. So I'm James the Enigma, Anissa the Stifler, and TC the Gentleman.
Oh,
that's
wow,
a callback
so?
To the episode you guested on of our guests podcast, because you said no one will ever call me a gentleman. I'll call you a gentleman.
Aww,
thanks,
James.
I didn't think you were saying enigma. For some, I think I always assume the worst.
No, I said enigma.
I was like, what? Like Anissa said, we've got a treat today. We've got some guests. It's, you know, it took 11 episodes and I dropped that thing again, but we've got guests. We've got Amber and Irma from Boys Meet World.
So what's up?
Welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
Hello, what the hell, Mom?
Welcome to the Pasta Costa.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us a little. I mean, I just want to specify that these are definitely my guests. None of my co-hosts seem to be bringing on grandpa's, you know, whatever. Amber and I used to work together, and, you know,
yes, sir.
Amber hit me up. And she said, hey, come be on our podcast. And I said, I can't do that unless you be on our podcast. I couldn't demand payment because I'm not good enough to be paid for my work. So I just demanded that they guest on our podcast as well. She was amenable to that. And here we are. Tell us a bit about yourselves.
Well,
James has confiscated my phone. That's fair.
I am Amber, also Uncle Am on the podcast. If you listen to Boys Meet World, it is a podcast where masculine, queer, trans people of color, specifically black people. Even though it's just weird to say
we
POCs,
love black people around here.
You know, yeah. I love blacks. And I Irma is my lovely co-host.
Hey.
It originally is the podcast started with just me, but then I was like, nah, I need a co-host, like the what the hell mouth, somebody with some camaraderie. Yeah. Irma, my right hand man.
Hey, I'm Irma Brianne. Like Amber said, I'm co-host of Boys Meet World. It's been fun to do it. I love our conversations and just being around boyhood.
Mm.
And that's what the podcast is about. And I love that, just, you know, being with the boys.
This episode is brought to you in part by Boys Meet World. They paid us a lot of money.
We paid them buckets.
I was in the room earlier when they were recording their podcast with Tavia. And I was just like, this is so precious. Even though it seems like I'm not paying attention, I really was, and like following the conversation.
Far more attention than she's ever paid to our podcast.
I get slandered so often on this podcast. It's whatever. But no,
it's not,
I think,
slander
it
if it's true.
It's not true.
You do like tentacle porn.
No, I'm not going to argue.
You love the thrill of choking out a duckling.
She does
anymore.
Every time I show her a video of baby animal, she gets really excited. I'm like, it's because you want to kill it.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm kidding. No, my time as like a small animal murderess has come and gone. It was a phase. It all happened in one afternoon, one lazy afternoon in Miami. And, you know, I've grown, and so probably have...
Now she's
ducks.
A duck assassin.
I only take out the important ducks.
Got
like
it.
Daffy or Donald.
Or that famous gay one in New York. There's like a gay duck in New York. He's very pretty. I have a picture of him saved on my phone. He's beautiful. And like he came
the
from like overseas.
Duck?
Oh yeah, the Mandarin duck.
Yeah, he's a Mandarin duck that somehow ended up in New York, and he's very aggressive with the New York ducks because like he's gay.
He's a bad,
you know?
Bitch.
Yeah. Oh, he's wow. Like, you can't be in my area. You're a bum.
Like, you ugly plumage ass motherfucker.
All right. Out of mind, out of sight. Season
Hold
one.
You need to say like, hey, I'm going
me?
To do the episode summary.
I'm looking at my phone. That's what I always do.
But no, I'm saying to the audience who is listening, say, hey.
Can we cut this part out?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Is there a specific word for audiences that are only listening?
Auditory audience. Audiences.
I would still say audience, yeah.
All right. Are you ready?
Or audience.
I am going to do the summary now.
Don't scream into the microphone, though.
Out of mind, out of sight. Season 1, episode 11. Original air date, May 19th, 1997.
Are we doing that now? Sorry. Proceed.
Buffy Boys does it. When during homecoming season, all of Cordelia's closest friends start being beaten the fuck up, the Scoobies put on their demon goggles to identify a culprit. Only this culprit is invisible. When Willow puts together a list of missing children, Buffy finds student Marcy to be the culprit because Marcy is a nerd and is using her invisibility to play the flute, just like a band geek would. Marcy takes a break from her flautism to attempt a bit more murder. Surprisingly, it's Cordelia that sweeps in to save the day, or at least Miss Miller. We learn that Marcy didn't become invisible by her own will, but because people were ignoring her, which literally makes zero sense, and we find ourselves asking how this is not the least watched episode of the series. After another flip through Marcy's yearbook, the Scoobies realize it's Cordelia that she's after, which makes perfect sense considering Marcy is a 16-year-old loser and Cordelia has reigned as Sunnydale High's most popular student for at least a decade now. When Marcy manages to outsmart a group of five literally just by playing flute music, she tells a recently unconscious and now tied up Buffy and Cordelia that the ultimate lesson will be taught when she disfigures...
Not getting cut.
She tells a recently unconscious and now tied up Buffy and Cordelia that the ultimate lesson will be taught when she disfigures Cordelia's already elderly face to make her look that much older. After freeing herself by somehow kicking the surgical tray at a still invisible Marcy, Buffy realizes she must use her other senses to defeat this flute-fiending phantom. With a nicely placed kick into some curtains, Buffy lays the smackdown on this still human, just invisible, and incredibly depressed girl. Go her, I guess. As Buffy frees Cordelia, the FBI shows up to Sunnydale High without question and hauls Marcy away to turn her into an X-Man. Oh, apparently that's the end of my summary. I don't know why I thought there was more. Sorry.
You took such a deep breath to say nothing else.
And that's that. I've been Tavia.
I've been James.
And this has been...
What the hell, Mouth?
So fucking rude. It's endless. It's endless.
I didn't
Waiting for you to... You just didn't say it. You're the rude one in this. Oh, my God.
You are so damn rude.
We've been allowing her to tell us that we're the rude ones.
All she does is bully us and kill
ducks. My first note is literally just Cordelia. There's no additional note. It's just her name. I genuinely love Cordelia, even though she is borderline senior citizen. Though I will say for like 40 years old, she looks pretty decent for a white woman.
She's a very attractive 30-year-old woman, but she's a 30-year-old woman in a sea of like 15-year-olds.
And I feel like they've been pretty careful about not having her have a lot of cleavage out. This is something that I've been thinking about recently.
Because Charisma Carpenter do got big ass titties.
Superimposed faces and titties.
But no, that was actually Charisma Carpenter. Those naked pictures of her were actually a photo shoot she did.
Oh.
Charisma Carpenter has A1 boobs.
Oh my God, her titties are great.
Amazing titties.
You've seen?
Yeah, we looked it up last week.
because I was wondering if Sarah Michelle
and
Gellar
Charisma Carpenter
had ever been
nude. Like one of the oldest on the show, so it wasn't like inappropriate. She's just playing a 16-year-old, but I believe she's like pushing 30 when they were filming this.
Yeah, most
huge titties, great body.
Okay,
for I mean, because she's 30, so of course she has a great body. But you can't find nudes of Sarah Michelle Gellar. But like a lot of people like took naked white women and then put her face over it. It's very scary.
Mm.
My first note says, why did they paint Cordelia as such a shitty person? Like, she's usually shitty, but they made her, like, OD shitty this episode.
To try and justify what Marcy was doing, probably.
Can I actually, I would like to just, this is one of the stupidest episodes.
Oh, yeah.
It's so stupid. It's not, like, one of the things that's noted on, like, either Wikipedia or IMDb is that this is the first episode where they explore a more scientific realm. And I was like, what is scientific? They should
about
have just said it was demonic.
Invisible?
That doesn't happen. People experience loneliness all the time, and they either, like, just, like, they don't go invisible.
They were saying that this was physics.
Yeah.
No, but then they said it's physics because of the hellmouth that they're on. It's not physics anymore.
You are incredibly frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. This episode definitely confused me.
Have you guys, I guess I should have asked this, have you guys ever seen Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No.
So
I've seen Angel, though.
Wow.
My mom is
you just
a
said,
fan.
Fuck it. Fuck Buffy. Just don't even.
I don't watch this.
That's
my
fair.
Mom's, like,
it
into,
is
like,
my
Charmed
favorite TV show.
And like Angel.
Could
and
not
like
get into
those
either.
Things. Mm-hmm. Never seen.
So the most that I've seen of Buffy is Willow. When Willow,
yeah,
like
spoiler, James has not seen the series. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, we got it. We got it.
Willow is the only person I know, and like clips of Willow's storyline on YouTube.
Okay,
yeah,
that's all I've watched.
That's an interesting
this has already
choice
been spoiled
for it
me
to have been Willow clips that you watched.
So here's the thing about how I watch TV: if I watch lesbian characters,
Yeah,
and,
gotcha.
And their storyline. If I can't get into the show, I'm going to watch that storyline on YouTube.
That's fair. That was what got me into Glee, because like I had read, I don't know how I came across like Glee fan fiction, and there was one that was like Quinn and Rachel, and they very much spun it that like Quinn and Rachel were canonically together. And then I watched the show and I was like, well, what the hell is this? And then they never were.
Yeah. No. To be honest, I thought this episode was going to have a gay angle just by
a
the
gangle?
Name Clea DuVall, because she's like, she plays gay characters in like
that's
every
the teacher?
Little thing. No, the Invisible Girl.
Oh, but this was actually her first, this was the first acting she'd ever done.
Really?
The girl this who played Marcy?
Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't tell.
Literally, once I saw her name in the credits, I was like, okay, here we go. Something gay.
We got a gay.
You know.
Wow, how disappointing.
Right.
But
we
the episode was disappointing
a black
in every
woman.
Turn.
I was so
black
surprised.
Black teacher, too.
Who and lived. She lived. She had actual lines.
Happy Black History Month. Not that this episode will drop during Black History.
She bullied a small white girl. Like, it's okay. I'm with it.
This, like, they jumped the shark with this episode. Like, they were just like, honestly, fuck it. Like, maybe they didn't expect to be picked up for a second season because this episode was so unrealistic.
Mm.
Yeah, no one would have survived that long in a gas-filled room.
Yeah.
But then again, like...
They immediately woke up when Angel pulled them out of the room, which I was like...
And he kind
of
just slaps Willow to see, like, instead of checking her pulse, he kind of just, like, slaps her cheek. And I was
he did that. He was checking for a pulse there.
But he slapped her. Like,
yeah, he dropped his
hand
onto her neck pretty hard.
And he didn't do that to anyone else.
He was like, you get out.
He's like, you get out.
I mean, she is already very pale, so he was probably just saying, oh, she might be dead.
When Marcy grabs the bat to beat up Mitch, the graphics in this episode, on top of it being a bad episode, when she grabs the bat, when she's writing with the chalk, it all looked like, do you remember that that like computer, the screensaver where you're like walking through like brick walls?
Oh yeah.
That's
what
it looked like.
It did.
Absolutely.
I think it's pretty good for the time. Remember, like, Toy Story had recently come out.
I certainly don't. I was too.
Yes. But that's what I'm saying is it's of the time for a TV show. That's really good.
Yeah, but we're watching it now. I'm going to criticize it by today's standards.
I'm criticizing not nothing sort of by unfair. Today's standards. Yeah, it's not at all.
I mean, I'm still obsessed with the show. I just see it for, you know, what it is.
Especially a show that's in its first season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, true.
That's why I give it so much credit for, like, the lighting. The lighting is terrible, but I get it because we're only 11 episodes and they didn't have the money to have, like, good lighting.
That is something I do not.
The lighting for this episode, there were a lot of things that don't, like, mesh with the rest of the story so far. And the fucking lighting in the boys' locker room that looked like a sweatshop. Everything was so small. Mm-hmm. Like, the showers were lower. The lockers were lower. The lighting was better. It was much bigger than any other time we've seen the locker rooms.
But I think they needed the space to beat him with that baseball bat. So they found, like, a completely different locker room.
So many people had died in locker rooms already and got stuffed in lockers and shit. And Cordelia found
them. But you know
them.
What? We've only ever seen the girls' locker room.
No, we once saw the guys' locker room when the bzzz happened. She almost got electrocuted.
No, because she's looking for Willow, remember?
No, I thought
she was
looking
for the guy.
Yeah.
No, he comes out to her. No. The Evan or whatever the fuck his name was, Ethan or whatever his name was, comes out and says, Willow's looking for you. She's in the locker room.
Oh.
We've never seen the boys' locker room before.
I always thought that was just the boys' locker room.
I don't think
because Willow was being a perv.
You would like that, wouldn't you?
I would.
James has a huge
crush on
Willow.
She was looking so good today, too, in that Scooby-Doo shirt.
I agree with that crush.
I was thinking they were going to start the Scooby. When does that happen, the Scooby Gang? When do they start calling it the Scooby Gang?
In the second episode.
For real?
Yes.
Oh.
Xander is the one that calls them the Scooby Gang.
Ugh. Xander.
But that's a great... I also took a Xander
Did
is the
you?
Worst.
Okay, you go first.
No. Okay, so there. I got I'm counting the scenes right now. One, okay. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 scenes that he was in.
Okay.
I might have split a scene because it was a very long scene.
How many scenes did you have listed, Anissa?
I've got 11 scenes. But okay. I include
to explain
times
to our
when
guests,
he is in the frame, even if he doesn't say anything.
We have a segment every episode. Anissa's least favorite character, or at least thus far, is Xander. And she thinks he's the worst character. So we have a Xander is the worst counter.
Okay.
She takes note of every scene he's in and how many times he's terrible as a comparison.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to see if it's like if she's biased against him or if genuinely he is that terrible. So I guess James also did it this episode.
Okay, go ahead.
I need to remember if a one meant... Yes, a one means he was bad. Okay, so out of 9 scenes that I counted, he was the worst in 4.
Oh, goodness.
4? You are very liberal with Xander.
Because I was also putting into... There was an iffy scene, though. When they were explaining that Willow and Xander had put... their names in saying have a great summer. Mm-hmm. I was iffy on that because Willow also comes off as the worst in that scene of being so bad. And then it kind of split because then Cordelia comes in and she's straight up the worst in that scene.
But I'm not ever doing comparisons of Xander with other characters. It's just Xander on his own and his behavior.
But if he's, I'm saying like, if he's the worst, also there were times where in that scene he made Buffy chuckle. Of saying like, yeah, this is going on. So I was like, oh no, like he is being a fun part of their group in their minds.
Everybody has shit friends. Like,
goodness.
Just because you accept them doesn't mean that they're not shit.
Oh my God.
That's true.
I bet we're her shit friends.
Oh, for sure.
Oh God.
No. I've got shittier friends than you guys, for
sure. Oh, so we are shit somewhere.
I would agree.
Yeah, you guys bully me all the time, every Saturday.
I feel it.
But with Xander for this one, I did 11 scenes. Out of the 11 scenes, he was bad in 8.
That's not bad.
That's his best?
That's actually, I think, his best. But it was the very beginning of the episode. He did not have a line. He was just in the background. It was when he was okay.
Yeah, I don't think I included that.
When he was... Damn, I should start writing down the scenes.
Oh, I have the scenes written down.
Okay,
we have in the beginning where they were talking about the past what the field trip they were on in sixth grade, he wasn't the worst in that.
Really? Because I felt like what he was doing, him and Willow were supremely irritating this episode to me, because they kept like, I know that they were doing it to show their past relationship and how Buffy can then feel like the outsider.
Because we want her to seem lonely too. So that so that Cordelia, Buffy, and Marcy, we see that they're the same people.
Yeah.
When in reality they're not. Buffy like was aspects. Cool. Cordelia's cool. Marcy was a loser.
Yeah, Marcy.
This whole episode is actually infuriating. Okay. Also, if I may say, the scene where they're talking about the sixth grade field trip was some of the worst acting I've seen the two of them do. It was terrible.
And they're like, it was terrible.
But just laugh.
It was
like,
all terrible.
Right, chuckles the clown.
I really took a note bad. On that. Like,
what's that note
say? I was just like, is the acting always as bad? I was like, how do people watch this?
According to Tavia, no shame. Sarah Michelle Gellar's face acting is unsurpassed.
Godlike. She's a god of face.
It's fantastic.
I've never seen. There was a scene where face-tastic. She did something where, like, you can see that she's terrified, and I was like,
fan face stick.
Almost spoke in tongues.
Speaking of, they said speaking in tongues sometime on this episode
when they're doing that terrible laughing. Yeah, it did sound like they were speaking in tongues.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Buffy said it. It was weird. It was awkward. And if I was standing there, I would feel uncomfortable.
I'd walk away.
Not uncomfortable because I don't know what they're talking about, but uncomfortable more so of how they're discussing it. I would feel gross.
I'd be like, damn, y'all are losers too. When do you disappear?
Yeah, like, you should have dropped like a Cordelia-esque one-liner and just been like, fucking lames.
All right, almost called you Xander. Amber,
damn, Amber.
Amber's the worst.
Shots fired. Okay. What's up, TC?
What's going on, man?
What's up?
What you doing?
Well, I actually have a couple questions for you all, since you all have seen more than I.
Hey, Amber, can I give you a quick mic technique?
What's
when you're
up?
Reading something, read it like that so you can always be looking right into that mic.
Oh, I got you. Here we go. So after incidents happen at this Sunnydale High School, how does school just resume on? Like a kid got jumped in the locker room and they just went to lunch. And the next thing you know, a girl falls down the stairs and they're just like, oh. Go to the nurse, like, and school resumes. So is
there's
just
never been
normal?
An incident where they've stopped school.
This is very normal. There was a principal who was eaten by what they thought were wild dogs, but were actually students.
Yeah, there's an episode where Xander and some of the other students are possessed by hyenas. And four of the students, not including Xander, eat the principal.
Oh.
So that's where the new, like, big ear principal comes in, because the old principal was eaten. And they're just like, oh, he was eaten by a pack of wild dogs. But like, school resumes. They don't even stop the school while they're looking for a new principal.
And where is this located? Where
Sunnydale.
Are we at?
Sunnydale is not real, though. It's
but
based
it's
off
California.
Of
it's still
California. It's based off of Los Angeles, but is named after Sunnyvale, California.
There was an episode where people's organs were being cut out to be put for like a demon. It was.
There's no reason they wouldn't have stopped the talent show. This is actually a great point that we've never brought up. Why would they have not canceled the talent show when kids were like their organs were being harvested?
Well, no, they wanted to keep the talent show going so they could find the demon.
But why wouldn't the principal, who is not in cahoots with the Scooby gang, be like, we have to cancel this event?
That dude, I think, he's malevolent, I think.
You also
thought Angel was an actual angel, so.
When her name falls down the stairs and he like reaches for her ankle and she says, ow, the first thing he says is don't sue. Like when they threatened him with a lawyer, like his whole idea, I think, about running the school is that there are no problems here. There's nothing to see here. Like some shit happened to this individual student. The rest of you guys keep it moving.
But I was just telling Anissa how shitty my principal was when I was in sixth grade.
Yeah. And the first thing I said was like, how long was this person your principal? Like, what do you mean that this was allowed to go on? As a, like, my parents came up to the school anytime there was even a tiny issue, whether it was on my part, the staff's part, or another student. So I can't imagine your son gets beat by a bat and he's telling you that, like, nobody was wielding it. It just did it by itself. I'd be up at the school like, so which one of you motherfuckers like, first of all, you drugged my son because there's no way that the bitch is just invisible by herself.
Like, what is this sex den of a school where all y'all are doing is drugs and letting kids get beat up? Right. For backstory, so at my job, everybody on my team has like outsourced agents. So the agents in the Philippines, each of us are kind of like their manager in-house. So one of my agents messaged me earlier this week and was like, hey, at like 7 p.m. she messaged me. I wasn't online because we get off at 6. And she was like, hey, I have to go to the school. They just called and somebody hit my kid. I have to go get him. And we were talking about it while I was like working from home one day. And I was like, I didn't know that when like there's an altercation, parents come up to the school. And I think like Anissa was shocked because historically I have a very bad history of being beaten up or being like the kid who got hit. And I was like, no, my mom never came up to the school. And I was like, oh, well, there was one time where what happened was, so I was like playing in gym one time or like playing at recess. And we had the blacktop led into like not exactly the forest, but like sort of like that, because there was Shrum River was right behind our school. So it's like forest area. And then there's a gate right before you get to Shrum River. And these two boys like were kind of like chasing the girls around and like just being like bullyish boys that you are in sixth grade. And I was the slowest runner, so they grabbed me and like two of them have one of them has both of my arms, the other has both of my legs, and they launched me into a tree. Thank you, James, take your time.
Your past is so dark. It's so bad.
And it was like, it was very bad actually, like it bruised up my side. And when we went to the principal's office, she was like, well, you know, I want the full story and I want to know what happened because I'm calling everybody's parents. And I didn't have, like, my mom was very much like, if the teacher says you did this, you did this. And I had only ever known her to side with teachers. So I was like, well, when you call my mom, I'm going to get a whooping. And I'm already very sore. And these are boys that, like, if you'll throw a kid into a tree, you're not concerned about being suspended. So your parents aren't whooping you. Mine is. So when she was like, we'll call parents, I was like, you know what? I was playing. You're right. And she was one of those like teachers that, like, this older black lady who I think was like, these boys didn't do nothing wrong. You were just being fast. So they launched you into a tree trunk. So days go on. And like, I guess I just had enough in sixth grade. And this boy like said some slick shit to me. And I like backhanded him, like cracked his shit. And they sent me to the dean. And the dean was like, you know, we're going to suspend you, right? And I'm like a mess. I've never been suspended before. And I'm like bawling. And they didn't suspend me because I had such a history with being bullied that I think they felt bad. But they did have to call my mom to tell her about the situation. And she came up to the school. And when she came up to the school, like, I had a good cry about it. And she was like, you know, the dean was like, you know, I see her often. Like, you know, she has a lot of problems and it gets picked on a lot. So, you know, I knew that something had happened. And she was like, you know, you can tell me about stuff like this. And I was like, no, I don't think so, but thank you. So fast forward, we go to the principal's office and the principal is like, you know, we see her all the time. So now she's causing a problem. Like a couple weeks ago, these boys throw it, like they're playing around at lunch. She comes to the office crying, saying they threw her. I ask her if they threw it for real. And when I say I'm going to call the parents, she says, oh, no, they didn't throw her. And she was like, so were you playing or not? And I was like, I wasn't playing. And the principal was like, oh, here we go again. And like slams her fist on her desk. And I was like, do you see that this bitch is crazy? And my mom was like, can she go back to class, please? And like stood up for me and was like, you know, if she said she wasn't playing with them, she wasn't playing. And then like we got home and she was like, why wouldn't you tell me that some boys like boomeranged your shit into a tree? And I was like, I didn't want to get a whooping. And she was like, what? I was like, yeah, I think you probably would have whooped me. And I think that like if they had originally called her up to the school, she probably would have been like, don't have them calling me from work. And that's my fun story.
You want to know what my takeaway from this? This is very out of character for your mom.
Yeah, it was. That's what what I was saying was, I was like, I got bullied all the time. And when she like the first time I was getting like really, really beat up was in third grade. This girl who like I was the runt of the litter until like I shot up in sixth grade. And in like third grade, this girl who like not even like being an asshole, she was about 150. Was like beating the shit out of me just because she was like, you're a loser. And I wish I could have been invisible because Rosa was beating my ass daily. Every time we got on the bus, she beat the shit out of me. And she sent my dad up to the school. And like it had kind of like mellowed out where she was like, I guess she just got bored of beating me up. And like the delay with my parents took so long that by the time my dad went to handle it, I hadn't gotten beaten up in like 4 days. And he was like, come on, daddy's gonna handle this. And he gets on the bus with me one morning. He's like, which one of y'all is beating up my daughter? And I was like, okay, 6'5" black man, color of midnight. There's no way she won't be scared. And Rosa got up and was like, I said sorry. And I was like, oh God. Oh God, Rosa, no, I'm sorry. And he was like, don't put your hands on my child. And she was like, I said sorry. And like started advancing on my father. And I was like, oh God, she's going to kill me. I don't know what to do now. And he like was like, don't put your hands on her again. And just got off the bus and was like, have a good day. And I was like, oh God. And Rosa gave me the if looks could kill, I wish that they would have. Because the day when we got on the bus after, I remember I was in school. And at the time, me and my third grade teacher hated each other. And I was like, Miss Delgado, I can't get on the bus. And she was like, you have to. And I was like, I can't. I'm going to get beat up. And she's like, Tavia, nobody is going to beat you up. Go get on that bus or I'm writing you a referral. And again, I knew if I got a referral, I would get a whooping. So I was like, OK. And I got on the bus and Rosa beat the shit out of me. Oh, man, it was crazy. But then like my mom just never really did anything about it. And then she happened to run into Rosa and her mom at parent teacher conference. And she was like, is this the panda bear that's been beating you up? And I was like, yes, mercilessly, this giant child has been beating me up. So my mom went and like talked to all the teachers about it. Rosa got dropped from like our classes and they put her in like the learning disorder classes. And then she just never recovered from that. And then when like high school came and she didn't graduate, they were like, you know, that's your fault, right? If you hadn't told on Rosa, she would graduate from high school.
Damn.
And I was like, yeah, but I didn't get beat up anymore because we had to take different buses. So I'm fine.
My takeaway from that story is it seems out of character for your dad, not because he was there for you, but because I know he will hit a woman.
Yeah. My dad would for sure hit a woman. That's not like he was like, I mean, you know, but one time he... my dad was like a Camaro collector. So back in the day when Camaros would come out, he'd buy the new one and drive it off the lot. He was driving one off the lot one time and a woman rear-ended him and she got out and she was like, motherfucker, you black, and was like yelling at him. He was like, you need to back off. And she kept yelling and he like broke her jaw.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Woof. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So another note I have.
Yeah, no.
I was gonna... You talk about these stories about, you know, being bullied in the past and it's all very humorous. But if you think about the feds taking kids that have been bullied so badly that they turn invisible and turning them into fucking assassins, that seems very irresponsible of the government. Not that the government is not irresponsible.
But I just said in the group chat recently, I didn't even think about it. In the group chat, I was talking about how in seventh grade I sold candy. And if we didn't sell all of our candy, my mom would make us pay her for it. And we didn't have any income because we were selling candy in school. And one time I went to the bathroom where I got kicked out of class or something. And when I came back to class, they had stolen all of my candy. And I was talking about how like one of the girls was like, because one of the things that my mom bought us and thought we could fucking sell for a dollar, Snickers had this portion where they were making coffee bars. So Snickers, but they were like caffeine infused. And one of the girls was like, she stole one and she's like eating it. She was like, this shit nasty, but this shit was free. And I was talking about it in a group chat with my sister's girlfriend and niece. And I was like, man, if like murder weren't illegal, I'd still kill that girl. And everybody stopped talking in the group chat. And I was like, did I say something wrong? Because I would. And if you're listening to this and you know who you are to this day, I'd end you.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, think about how like volatile you are in high school.
You're I thought you were like how volatile you are, Chavi. I was like, I actually think particular. I'm very calm for.
But no, like just how you are in high school, you're already to the point where you have felt so isolated, so bullied, so like lonely that you are fucking invisible.
Mm.
And the government's like, you know what? They're gonna make great assassins. Like, yeah. If you think like mass murder of just like other popular looking teenagers are good assassins.
But I also bet that's how that like who was that one? Like, I don't think it was El Chapo, but there was one who was like he was like the kingpin and they loved him and they do anything
Pablo
for him.
Escobar.
Right. I bet that's how they felt. Like, imagine the FBI takes you in and they're like, you're loved here. You're welcome here. We can use you. We welcome you. Also- you're not invisible. We can't see you, but you're not invisible. No,
that
it doesn't.
They're gonna go out. They might kill the target, but there might be four dead bodies of like popular teenagers
I don't know
there
if,
too. You
the FBI would care about the casualties.
I don't think
there's always
they would
casualties
either, but I'm
in
saying
war.
Like I just don't think that as a teenager you're the best equipped to be an assassin.
Well, maybe they're grooming them.
Yeah,
I mean, like, no, they're for sure grooming them. But
and
like,
so they're no longer teenagers.
Man, if the FBI had taken me in as a teenager, I'd be such a great assassin by now.
You know, for a long time, I used to tell people that the government was going to kidnap me. That if I was ever kidnapped, I was kidnapped by the government.
I say that now.
I think is an assassin. And I say that like absolutely seriously. But
please, you said I'm this blanking on that out.
Yeah, please, please cut that. Do not put it as a blooper.
I mean, not like for real,
it just
for
has
real.
To be like,
but
I think,
just,
boo.
Yeah, there's something about that gives off that vibe.
And
he's very calm. He likes to talk about, like, we talk about desserts and, like, he's just a chill man.
Why would you do this to us?
But there's something about
him
that
I'm like,
he's going
to kill all of us.
I think that if I was ever really, really in trouble and they were like, Anissa's been kidnapped, they want like a ransom thing, he'd like come back with me 3 hours later and be like, everything's okay. And they'd find where I was held and everybody there is dead.
Does he disappear and not say where he goes?
You don't have to answer that. Please,
no,
just
he
for
does.
Our safety.
Like, he's a family man. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I don't
so
think...
So is Dexter.
Maybe he's not an assassin, but he just gives off that vibe of what I think an assassin would be. One who's, like, firmly entrenched in their, like, family life and stuff like that. But every once in a while is like...
We don't have to
have
see
a work
each other.
Issue. And, like, and leaves to handle some business and comes back.
Yeah, my best friend's mom...
Oh my God, guys!
I don't know what she does for a living, and neither does my best friend. Mm-hmm. And then, like, her passwords are like,
no, it's guys, please stop. Real.
Please
it's
like stop her, talking about the assassins.
Her passwords are like capital
I don't
letter
live,
this.
But I definitely always thought I'd do
you
it
know,
myself.
Character this, number this, and it's crazy because it's like the password,
like it's encrypted and
yeah.
shit.
And I'm like, what the fuck does your mom do?
Yeah,
and she's
this
like, I don't know. I just
Irma
know that
and
she
Anissa are having is crazy.
I know she has federal clearance.
Those
not
two
a
are
part of
she
it.
Does.
Oh yes, you know my uncle don't got no goddamn federal clearance.
She's got clearance. Yeah, no, she's got clearance.
You're snitching
she used
on
to
him.
Be in the military. I don't know what she does though.
Well, do you know what happens to snitches? They get stitches.
You know, I didn't say any
I
names.
Told him several times that I think this about
Did
him.
Did you tell him on a record or on a podcast?
Huh?
Do you have more than one uncle?
I am Mexican. I have a lot of uncles.
Good. Well, then we don't know
a
which
lot
one.
Of uncles it's with fine. A lot of children. Like, it's fine.
Well, it's fine.
Who
We're
knows
fine.
Which one it is?
Anissa calls one of my uncles my punkle.
No, 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 no. You called him your punkle.
No,
and ever
you did
since.
That. One time, so to
oh,
veer
your
off
pig
again.
Uncle. Yeah, yeah.
When I, so uncle. The day of my great grandfather's funeral, I walked up to my uncle and I meant to go, like, sometimes my brain is just broken. And I walked up to him and I was like, in my brain, I went, hey, Big Papa. But I don't know what happened. We're like, I panicked about speaking to him and I went,
no, go ahead. Say it.
I went, hey, pig. But I panicked and I just did. And like his face immediately like broke and he looked very hurt and I looked very panicked. And we were both just staring at each other for like 10 seconds. And then he went, all right, little lady, don't poke the bear.
Don't poke the pig.
I felt very bad. I didn't mean to call. If you're listening to this, I didn't mean to call you a pig. I meant to call you Big Papa.
I thought you were going to say Pig Bapa.
I think that's what my brain did.
Yeah.
But it was such bad timing where I was like, hey, pig.
But then Tavi
but
would like reference
through my phone
their uncle.
10.
And then I'd be like, oh, your pig uncle as like a reference for myself.
I have two uncles, by the way. She does not need to reference one as my pig uncle.
Which one got
it's your
rode?
Uncle and your pig uncle. But then okay, like one time I was like, oh, your punkle.
Five uncles. But the only two I've seen since I was like six are my mom's relatives,
okay.
Like my aunt's husband and my actual blood uncle.
Okay.
My blunkle. So in the scene where...
Wait, can I quickly ask? It's on topic of the last thing so assassin. We can close that. Does that get brought back up again?
What?
Do we see the assassins ever again?
FBI.
No, we don't
what
see
the
them.
That is so
what
fucking
the hell,
stupid.
Mouth. We do see this storyline again for like a short, like it's like a callback.
That's so stupid.
Why? So in 2.5 years, we're going to see
this
again.
2.5 years?
Yeah, it's in the last season. Well, this is brought back up again in season 7, episode 9, entitled Storyteller.
Well, I do have one question.
Yeah, what's up?
Do they ever leave the school?
Yeah.
Do they graduate?
I
oh,
mean,
do you mean like do they like
leave? Episodes.
Yeah. We see their homes. We see...
So why was she getting dressed at school?
It makes even less sense because the coronation was at the club. There'd be no reason for her to get dressed at school.
Like, why are they
unless like the club was
her
next
dress
door
at the school? I was really lost.
Also, very ugly dress. Very, 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 very ugly.
Yeah, not a good look.
And they kept calling it May Queen, but then they kept calling it prom, and I was like, well, now which one is it? I didn't go to prom.
Why wasn't it just the prom queen?
Yeah, I was confused about what she was the queen of.
The why queen they would, of mean, Cordelia Chase.
And why they would announce it during the day, right?
during
in
school.
The courtyard.
Yeah, with like three people standing around.
Yeah, they couldn't afford extras for that.
How come they? Yeah, they would have done extras. It at the prom, but I guess it. I guess they didn't have time to show us the prom scene. This whole episode,
and
actually,
they didn't announce like a king.
This is actually easily the worst.
It was her, her little boyfriend that got beat up.
Oh,
they didn't announce it though.
Was he queen like the king by default because they were together? Like,
did people vote? Did he get the sympathy vote?
They were voting because she was handing out those sea chocolates.
Oh, yeah.
When they're, speaking of Mitch, when they're wheeling him out and Buffy's like, Mitch, what happened? Why did the EMT stop?
I wrote
Why
the same
Why did the
question.
EMT stop to let them speak?
I wrote the
this
same question.
This man has just experienced trauma. No, we have to take him.
Like, who does that? But for a child, not like they stopped
like
him for
the
an
EMTs
adult.
Like, were the EMTs teenagers also? I said, go ahead. Go say
like,
what you need to
what
say.
What did happen?
Do you want to grab lunch real quick? I'm going to grab lunch real quick.
I don't know. Those lunches look disgusting.
It looked like tofu and mandarin oranges.
Why
and,
is that
and
old man?
Like picking at, why is Giles sitting with them at the lunch table?
That is
why does
I wrote
he come
that down. Yeah.
Like, at what point do
teachers
you acknowledge
do that.
That you...
Teachers do that.
Oh, he's a teacher?
He's the librarian,
like, he
but he's also Buffy's
them?
Watcher. Like, so they do have to be together because he's her, like her, he's her, basically her trainer.
Okay.
But there's no reason that he... is with them so Anise is dead. There's no reason he's with them so often, like in public. That's
Thank
what is like,
you.
Especially
yeah.
with Principal Snyder already not trusting that they're always together. Not a very good watcher. Not very good at all.
There's no discretion.
None whatsoever.
Xander screams about her Slayer abilities all
when
the
Buffy
time.
When Buffy drops the weapons and she's like, Mace. You probably want to know why I have these weapons.
No.
Why would you open the
like,
door
no,
for them?
Honestly,
bitch,
I
just pick them up and walk
honestly,
away.
Honestly, I don't give a shit.
You don't even like this bitch to explain yourself to her.
Right. Like, no, I don't care. I just need you to get the fuck up and get out the
and
way.
And she literally
like,
said, literally, I don't care. Yeah.
Why would you bring attention to it also, again, with this school? Like weapons?
Yeah, I could have never gone around St. Ignatius with a goddamn mace in my bed. We couldn't have the actual like
you can
spray mace, let alone a real one.
I could have gotten into my high school with a weapon.
You said what?
I could have gotten into my high school with a weapon.
I thought you said one kid went with a knife and then got suspended.
That was in fifth grade.
Okay, yeah.
Gerardo, I mean, if you're could, listening to this, like, how's it going? I remember. And it was crazy because what happened was somebody stole a toy from another kid. And they were like, we're checking all the backpacks and nobody can go home until we find this. And when they went through his backpack, they found a knife.
That seems illegal.
And they were like, oh, Gerardo, you are expelled. And I didn't see him again until high school when he was expelled again for like he was skipping school. And when the police found him, he had a ton of drugs. And they were like, so we can expel you or we can take you to jail. And he was like, expel me. I don't care.
Yeah, this was another story TC told me in a one-on-one.
Why did I tell you that? And then one time I thought he was going to kill me and my girlfriend at the time.
That was the, I think that linked
I thought
it
so.
Up. Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh.
He was like, he ended up being a drug dealer and my ex was really bad at like, you know how when you like, you match. But when you're with drug dealers, you should for sure match. So they smoked us with two blunts and she smoked, like she rotated one and then put the other one back. And I was like, what are you doing? And she was like, everybody's high enough. And I was like, oh my God, you are so stupid. And when we got home, I remember he was like, what's your address again? And she said it. And he was like, say it one more time. And she said it again. And he was like, how do you pronounce it? Forsyth? And she was like, it's Forsyth. And he was like, okay. And then he said the street name and the street number like three times. And she was like, yeah, you'll remember now. And he said, I will. And I was like, I'm very high and very afraid. you know, I haven't heard from my ex in a long time. Maybe because she's blocked. Maybe because he killed her.
Can I tell
Neither
a story,
fun story
that happened?
James, we don't have time to be telling stories, man. Come on.
Come on.
No, go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much.
Of course I'm kidding.
During the watching of this,
if
I
you guys
sneezed.
Ever feel that, if you ever have like stories from your past that relate to this, feel free to share them. That's all we do on this podcast.
Yeah, the Buffy talk is
minimal.
Interspersed between our like storytelling.
Oh, did you say minimal?
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
Did you say
I did.
It? Yeah.
Not
a
laugh.
We're besties.
We are literally brothers. We're happy and we're singing.
And we're not.
High five.
Half colored.
We're half colored.
Half.
And we're brothers again.
So I sneezed and you guys said, bless you. And I said, thank you, even though I don't believe in God as a joke. But in high school, I was very into like satanic imagery and things like that. And quite frankly, being an edgelord. And
is that why you have the masturbation addiction now? Because edging?
No, yes. Well, when people would say edgelord, I thought they were talking about edging. I never knew what it was about. I had to Google
you're
it.
Like, I am. I really am. I love edging. Yeah. That's so sad.
One time I messed, like, I just edged so much that I just got blue ball for 2 hours. Yeah. I was just masturbating.
James is aggressively addicted to porn. No, I'm sorry. No, that's me. James is aggressively addicted to masturbating.
I am.
I am the one addicted to porn. And Anissa loves tentacle porn. So
addicted.
Just for a little backstory.
So I would always say bless you, then tag it with in the name of the beast. And one of my friends had like a 7-year-old brother, and I was not there, and someone sneezed and he said bless you in the name of the beast, and then he had to say no, if you say that around mom, you cannot stop saying it right now, because mom will say, hey, where did you hear that satanic bullshit from? You will say I heard it from James, and James will not be able to come over anymore.
What friend was this?
Tyler Wright.
Tyler the Creator?
No, I didn't.
That took a while. It took a while to come up with a celebrity. James is friends with celebrities like Terry Crews, Dakota Fanning. Mm. Yeah. Very popular guy. So when Harmony gets sucked down the stairs, first of all, hilarious. Second of all, she's talking shit about Buffy. She gets knocked down the stairs and then Buffy runs away. And I was like, that could very easily, and Principal Snyder already doesn't like you. He could have very easily been like, oh, well, I know Buffy did it.
Right. Because she said, I got pushed. I didn't just fall.
And then as soon as she said, I got pushed, Buffy runs off.
Yeah.
I would have been like, well, odd. You're expelled, bitch.
Like, Miss Summers, come back. You need to leave.
I wish for the principal. I wish they would go to Angel and say, hey, I know you don't eat people anymore. However, could you please murder this principal?
He can't do that because he has a soul. So it would like fuck with him.
Wait, who has a soul?
Angel.
Angel does.
What are you talking about?
So this was in an episode.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, bro.
He's in soul. That's why he doesn't eat people and why he's like I guess an instrument of God instead of that's why they say he used to torment people and he doesn't
anymore. Yeah, I knew that.
Because he was cursed by a gypsy, not my word, it's the word of the episode, who ensouled him.
Oh, I didn't catch any of that.
You're not watching the show. What are we doing the podcast? This will be the last episode. No. Arma, give us some notes.
My notes?
Your notes.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions. So many. I want to know, because like I said, I
don't watch the show. Heartbreaking, but I'll get past it. I'm actually very heartbroken.
So like Buffy giving orders to Willow, is that just...
Well, Buffy is the slayer. They're just kind of like her tag along.
So what is she doing? Is like, how does she get these lists? Where does she get this list of students' information and medical records?
Willow's a hacker.
Yeah, she's like a techno geek.
Oh,
a techno pagan.
No, that's Miss Calendar, James.
Damn it.
Got it.
Yeah, we really kind of just threw you guys into this.
Yeah, it took me a minute to figure out
it's
everyone's
such an
name.
Odd episode.
I don't think I like Xander.
This will be the last time we hear the prologue.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, this is the last episode they do the Into Every Generation.
Did you research this?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I did.
Well, before you said, oh, they're done with it, episode 5, and then it came back.
I look it up as I go, James.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin the show for anyone, myself included.
You've ruined it multiple times for me.
You're a hater.
I found out Angel was a vampire before I knew Angel was
literally
a vampire.
Hold on.
As much as I enjoy you guys bickering with each other, Angel...
Discord.
...was... very clearly a vampire.
He is not very clearly a vampire.
You weren't gathering the clues.
Giles has a crush on Angel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they've definitely got like a bromance thing. And then when he proceeded to have them like lie about Buffy that he hadn't seen him, I was like, ooh.
Giles said, dick me up, or I guess down. Mm-hmm. Either way.
You could do both.
Dick me up, then dick me down. Any more notes? Notes?
Do they get paid for this? Because I wrote that twice.
For slaying? They
because it's just like...
She can't tell anyone.
Why are you subjected? You're like 16, go smoke a bowl. Like, like.
But she can't tell anyone
kill
that
people?
She's the slayer. She's also not... Most slayers... Historically, the slayers don't have friends. It's her and her watcher. Because typically, slayers don't live for very long.
Yeah, I've got to read up on this.
It's a great show.
Yeah. Mm. When does Spike come?
In a few episodes, actually.
I do like Spike. I don't think I like Angel.
You guys have not seen the whole series I'm aware of.
I only know Spike is on Angel.
Spike does go on Angel. And that was what, there's an episode of Angel where, spoiler alert, if you're going to watch Angel, you should probably turn this down now. there's an episode when Spike, in the first episode that he's a full cast member of Angel, is sometime in like the third or fourth season, and he's being tormented by other demons, and he's not in corporeal form yet. And there's this part where, like, he pops up somewhere and there's like a demon sitting at a table cutting carrots. And he's like, you know, you have to do better than that to scare me. And like, he comes around the table and the demon is cutting his fingers off. And I saw that for the first time at like 10. And Spike is like, and I was like, this is not the show for me.
I mean,
very much more gory. Angel is a lot more gory than Buffy is.
Yeah, no,
but
I don't
know. Spike
is
definitely like a shit stain. And Spike is one of my favorite characters, but he's one of my favorite characters because I was watching the show as a much, much, much younger person. And now that I'm an adult and like a feminist, I'm like, wow, what a piece of shit.
I think I will say that because I haven't really watched like a full season or any of that. Like if I've seen an episode, it's just been like clips.
On the fly,
maybe if it's just on the TV, I may have watched it in the past. So I do think that I did like Spike more.
Yeah.
I don't think that I like Angel.
I have a very soft spot for Spike. I hate Angel in comparison. Why is Marcy living in the ceiling? Is she such a loser that her parents don't know she's missing?
Can I say something about
that? Write that down.
You lived in the ceiling at your high school.
No, I always wanted a ceiling room in school. That's one of my notes. I didn't think it was going to go up. So I just wanted, there was this little area outside that had, it was like a, what would you call it? Like an awning, but it was, you know, shaped like a pyramid. And I wanted to like lit, like put a little floor in there, like up top and have a room there, just play Final Fantasy VIII, smoke a bowl in fourth grade. I'm kidding. I didn't do that in fourth grade.
You don't do that now. So I knew
sixth grade I started.
You smoked weed?
Yeah, in sixth grade. Yeah, you didn't know.
You're an edgelord, huh?
Yeah.
Love edging.
I do.
Anissa wants to go home so bad.
What?
No, Anissa just wants to eat something.
That is so true. Also true.
Who are these officers?
They're the FBI.
Do they show up often?
Never. Never. This is the only time you will see them. Yeah, to get Marcy. My next note is literally in all caps. I put, this is so unrealistic.
Yeah.
Like, you would think that with a TV show where it's a teenager fighting demons, you could only get so unrealistic. And yet somehow they managed to break the mold.
They did.
This was a pretty girl privilege.
What bothered me was how, like, multifaceted they tried to. They tried to make Cordelia someone that had, like, not maybe a personality, but this, like, you can see this is the episode where they were like, okay, we want you to be an integral character. You will be in the theme song come next season. And is she in the theme song already?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll still be in the theme song next season. And it was like, she's not that person. And you had a lot more work to do. You can't just throw, with the person that Cordelia's been the first 10 episodes, you can't just shoot her in and say, okay, she has feelings.
Yeah, because it was an interesting place to make a Cordelia-centric episode.
And her speech about how lonely she feels surrounded by people was very like disingenuous.
But that's the pretty girl privilege.
Nothing. Yeah.
She's like, I'm so beautiful, I'm so all of these things, but I can also feel lonely, which I'm sure that popular kids, you know, do feel that way.
All right, James just wrote me a note that says we need to start wrapping up.
Okay. I wrote you the note, so it was it you could have
you say wrap it up, bitch.
That's all right.
No, I said once this is, oh my God. Anissa, please finish your point. I wrote this down so we could finish the point. And at the logic, this is your version of talking over people. You just said, nope, cut it. We're done.
I thought that her thought was done. I think that maybe that is my problem. A lot of times I think you guys are done with your thought or what'll happen.
She was mid-sentence.
But I knew where her thought was going, so
oh,
she was done
talking.
Maybe. Oh man, Anissa's gonna be invisible in a second. I'm sorry.
And I will kill you. I want you to know.
Oh, damn.
Me specifically.
We see nothing.
Out of here.
Whoa. We see you.
And maybe this has more to do with the podcast. Where'd that come from? All right, let's breeze through these notes. How is she such a bad actress when she's not ever on screen? This will also be, as another fun fact, this is the only time we'll see flashbacks in Sepia.
In Sepia?
That's the tone.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, so the flashback where she is talking to them about his toupee. First of all, she inserted herself into their conversation. They went into the bathroom as a group and they were talking as a group because they're friends.
But they circled her.
Move out of the way. Get out of the way. If there are four of us,
like, why are you standing in the bathroom?
Why is she lingering in front of the only goddamn sink?
She washed her hands and then stood there as they approached. She had ample time to walk away. She wanted to join the conversation. Mm-hmm. As someone who was a loser, I'd have never done that. When popular kids came around, I hightailed out of there.
Yeah, because they were going to whoop your ass.
They were going to throw me into another tree, and I could not afford that. My mom would not have taken me to the doctor. She would have said I was faking.
I also think it is rude to insert yourself into someone else's conversation.
To make the same damn joke. She made the same joke four times, and then when they were like, shut up, bitch, she got her feet, and then kept laughing. That was something I would have done. Like, they would have been like, shut up, Tavi, and I would have been like, you guys are funny. And then also been sad. No, it's okay, guys. I'm much better now.
Like, right. I wasn't necessarily like, I mean, I was kind of popular, but like,
whoa.
Okay. Slight flex.
I was that bitch. Like, I used to have to tell my friend in the morning, she would come up and I would be talking to someone and she would just try to talk to me and I'd be like, bitch, you see I'm talking, right? Like, and we're friends, but I'm like, can you just wait? Like, maybe I will address you. But I have to finish this conversation that I'm having.
That's what James says to me about the podcast. He says, bitch, you see they talking, right? Let everybody speak. Like, James has actually DM'd me, like, you cannot talk over people as often as you do.
It was just
that very hard for me.
There was one episode where you were talking it was a constant talk over, but you were the number one. Oh my God. But yes, we do need to start wrapping up.
Okay.
Because Nicole is going to be here in like 8 minutes.
Marcy talks like she has veneers or maybe gum on all of her teeth. And, oh, God. The end of the episode when Cordelia is standing there talking to them. I genuinely felt heartbreak because I expected better of her.
Yeah.
I don't know how they like got me like that with such a shitty episode, but I genuinely expected Cordelia to be a better person. And when she wasn't, it was like a gut punch. Like, I was like, oh.
Yeah, she could have said like, oh, watch your mouth, Nick or whatever his name was.
Like, watch your mouth,
Mitch,
nigger.
You got beat up by an invisible bitch, so I don't want to hear your shit.
Oh, he got his shit rocked and he's still talking shit.
Like, oh, like, you're talking about these losers?
He still look like a whale. He still had the swollen
face. None of them got hit by an invisible bitch. So.
Like I said, baby, right. I know you're not talking to these losers. Like, bitch, I'll be the next to beat your ass with a baseball bat. My favorite line of the episode is when he says blue, like her eyes, and she says, my eyes are hazel, Helen Keller. That's Cordelia.
God bless her.
Can I have never said the N-word. Stop popping it into your mind that I'm going to say it.
The scene where Marcy sees her hand disappearing is based on a nightmare Joss Whedon had as a child.
Oh, because he was a loser?
Yeah, he still is.
I had a dream we discussed last episode where a baby's hand went missing.
Wow, James wrote this episode. Sucked, James. You suck. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, I would have been like 5 when this came out.
I feel like even the kids that I didn't like in school, I would have noticed if the bitch was turning invisible in my class.
Yeah.
I would have been like, this fucking attention seeking asshole. This bitch is going invisible. So somebody needs to like, it's disrupting my
learning process.
And it would really, she would have solidified, boom, just like that. Because I had seen her. Acknowledged her,
exactly.
And then we can move right along.
I probably wouldn't be like, this bitch is going invisible. I'm getting the fuck out this classroom. Peace.
And like, y'all don't see this shit?
Like, you don't see this shit? I see this shit.
Do I have time for a everybody question?
Yeah.
Okay. Think of a time in high school where it would have benefited you to be invisible. I was musty a lot in high school, and I think rather than going home and sacrificing my grades, if I could have just been there and be like, what is that? Do you guys smell that? And I would just been like, you don't know it's me. But then I would have like appeared and they would have been like, oh my God. It would have not worked out.
Your invisibility would have glitched because you smelled. They were like, they followed the scent and been like, oh, there's somebody here that's musty. And then boom, you appear.
I'm just standing there like, sorry, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to disrupt you all. I'll go home. I was good for that. As soon as my underarms would itch, I'd be like, I need to go to the nurse. Like, Mom, I'm nauseous. Can you come get me? And then I go home and take a shower. And then I would, of course, not go back to school for like 3 days. I'd just play hooky. All right. Anybody else would really like to get past that story of me being musty?
I mean, my only bad year in high school is like freshman year. And I went to like a DPS at Detroit Public School. And I just got roasted like terribly that year. I was like 300 pounds, ugly. I had a bad weave. which girls would actually tell me my weave was bad while I was talking to teachers. Yes, literally. It was like the worst year of my life. So I would have loved to have been invisible. I would have still showed up to class. I would have still did my work. I just don't, you don't need to bother me. Let me go home.
Are you saying you would have not lived in the ceiling?
Yeah, I wouldn't have lived. I still would have went home to mom's and everything.
But I will say probably my mama would not have noticed if I was invisible.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We need Ayanla.
My mom wouldn't be mad. She would have been like, stop this invisible shit, Anissa. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. But I think if I ever needed a moment to be invisible, it would be all the times either that I came late because I would want to be invisible and then just be like, I was here. What are you talking about? Or the times when I wouldn't do the homework. I had a Latin teacher who, Mr. Sparpani, I hope you fucking choke. like, I hated him so much. And I would never do, like, his projects because they were fucking stupid. Latin's a dead language. Like, I'm not writing a paper in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would skip his class. But it was during my day. I couldn't skip the class before or the class after. I couldn't go home. So I would have liked to be invisible during that time so nobody could find me and send me to class. But that's it.
I'm with that.
I'll be honest. I can't think of a time.
Okay.
Oh, you were like popular, huh? I was only band popular, made me less popular.
Maybe the time. Well, my sophomore year was a little rough because that was the beginning of me coming out. And I told one of my best friends that I liked her. But I don't know if I being invisible would have made that any better because like that was just kind of the end of our friendship. So. Maybe if I was invisible to the point where she couldn't see me, because it was hella awkward.
This is all sad. These are some sad stories.
Like, I just wanted to skip class. Damn. Yeah, no.
I just didn't want people to know it was me. That was my story.
See, that was the thing is like, I had teachers that would help me come into school late. And also I would skip class.
Where did you go to school, if you don't mind me asking?
I went to school in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
So, oh, but teachers always favor popular kids. You only notice that if you are popular or unpopular.
Yeah, but no. Mrs. Sparpani didn't like me because I was so social.
I was able to skip class.
She told
class.
Me that shit.
Anissa was popular.
I wasn't popular.
Well, she was also like a trained assassin in high school as well, where she was just going to other high schools beating people up.
You were a trained assassin. So you know what this episode felt like.
I was not a trained
like.
Assassin. I did go to somebody else's high school to beat them up. All I'm saying is you should respect other you just because you don't think that I don't know anybody around you while you're around my nigga doesn't mean that I don't know anybody around you while you're around
my
nigga.
I'm dead.
You're saying this so personally.
Oh,
this is not something that happened recently. I'm never around anyone. James, tell us.
I probably would have wanted to be invisible after a car accident left two of my best friends dead and I cried in the classroom.
I mean, you know, so Boys Meet World, where can we find you?
I would also like to be invisible when I cry. So I will.
Man, James would have had such easy one-on-ones if I was invisible when I cried. Could have been like, okay.
Not my problem. Hey, you don't know why the room's crying.
Last time you cried to the audience listening, you were invisible.
Yeah, thank God.
Last week's episode.
Because I ugly fucking cried last week.
I have an ugly cry. Do you have an ugly cry?
Do I have an ugly cry?
You work actually really hard not to cry around me. So like,
I do cry after she goes to bed.
So like in the shower or just like silent crying.
Or
like,
I'll take
away
like
from
my
me.
Favorite cries are like, I'll take like a nice hot bath, turn on some smoky Norful and like just listen to that and like BB Winans and just, ugh, get
therapy.
It out and apologize to God for everything I've done wrong, which is pretty much everything to date.
I have a fuckable cry.
Nice.
I'm not going to punch your fist for that. I don't have a fuckable cry. I wish I was invisible when I cried.
But yeah, guys, where can we find your podcast?
Oh, well, you all can follow Boys Meet World, the podcast. That's B-O-I-S, Meet World, at Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts. Basically any place that accepts the RSS feed.
Nice.
And where you can listen to podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter and Tumblr at Boys Meet World with the I. I'm Uncle Am again, Uncle A-M-B with the B at the end on Twitter and IG.
And I am Irma Brianne. That's E-R-M-A-B-R-E-A-N-N. I'll spell it out for you.
You got
for
it.
This.
TC, the quick version.
You can find me on Twitter at Tavia_CW because they don't let you put a period. I'm going to mention that every time until they change that stupid rule. You can find me on Instagram at Tavia.CW. You can find me on Snapchat and Tumblr at TCHALISEW. That's T Shalise W. It's too late to change that name. Check out What the Hellmouth every Tuesday. We drop it every Tuesday. Please listen. This is all I have to offer to the world. Anissa.
You can go ahead and follow me at _MissValdez on Twitter, _AnissaMarie on Instagram. And my Cash App is $AnissaB24. Go ahead and drop them coins.
Come on.
You can follow us at WTHMPod on Twitter. You can listen to my other podcasts, Mostly Speakin' Sentai, I'll Get There, and This Movie's Gay, the same place wherever you're listening to this. You can find that. You can go to our website. We have a donate. Go to marshlandmedia.wixsite.com/MLMPod. We're trying to get a new domain name, an actual domain name. That's the only thing that is being put forth to the money. And also listen to my rap music, Marsh, Land, Monster. We do, TC wants to do that every time.
It's very important.
I don't understand why. As someone, as two people who have just listened to my music, is it something worth listening to?
I give it my top honor for a white person.
No,
yeah, I fucks with it.
Yes.
I like it.
Yeah, okay,
like
yeah, it. Guys, there's links to find
the
me wherever.
The results are in. Not the, the reviews opinions. Are in.
My name's Ben James.
I've been Tavia.
Amber.
I'm Anissa.
And Irma.
And this has been What the Hellmouth.
In today's episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer entitled Out of Sight, Out of Mind, we learn that even if no one else can see you, the feds do. I'm Anissa.
I'm Tapia.
And my name's James.
And this is
What the Hellmouth. Oh, God, guys.
That actually was...
so bad.
That was a tough one. Yeah. Can we
start,
redo
that? Start it all over again.
Yeah. Can we maybe like hip it up? I hate to be like, you know, that guy in the room. But
I'm
I need
so
you to be that
to make
girl
my band
in the
kid comments about
energy.
This episode.
Whew. I haven't been a band kid in like 10 years.
Hey, I hear myself.
I don't know why I thought you were going to start doing like a chant and I was going to be like, whoa.
What kind of chant?
I was
going to
start doing it like that wasn't super racist.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh,
I also got the urge to do it and I was like, whoa. Cannot
what
do that.
What chant?
Getting tribal, James.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the way you said like, hey and then I very much faded into each other and I was like,
no. At first I thought you meant I was going to start like a white supremacist chant and I was like, I don't know any. Please enlighten me.
So precious.
Oh.
I don't. Except lock her up. Lock her up.
Is that Bloopers. Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, I think okay. So.
I
think
I mean,
it's also
I don't know.
It's any her that they don't like.
Yeah. AOC is getting the most of it now.
Oh, yeah.
They're buying billboards in like Times Square to shame her for her tweets. Like, why didn't you just tweet her back? So dumb.